Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Everybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, will the doubters run? Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many
you
times.
Have
never lost a patient.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it. But oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time. Yeah. My husband could do it. You're a champion. You're undefeated. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
God, you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
You give him praise.
Because you won.
Everybody
know it's a winner.
Yeah.
Everybody know it's a winner.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah.
and see you have won. You did it again, over and over, time after time. I could see my way out with you. He's Jesus, all by himself, y'all. I'm getting excited thinking about your goodness. How you keep on making a way for me again. Thank you, James.
Come on, family, give LaCourtney Cortez a hand.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is your boy, Deacon Chance Odom. Welcome to the hottest blog talk radio show. It's the Barbershop. Hope everyone's having an awesome, blessed day. Had a good weekend. I'm excited to be back. Last week, took Sunday off. We was in church. We got blessed with some powerful word, and the Lord sent messages for us to do some things, and it was just so overwhelming. I was so full that I wasn't even going to try to rush to get back home and do the show. But it was amazing. Let's go ahead and get started with prayer. And we're going to do the scriptures. Let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. God, we thank you for the activities of our limbs. God, we had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough to give you the glory and to thank you for all that you have done and what you're going to do in our life. God, we're asking you to touch our children, God, wherever they are. God, we're asking you to go into the schoolhouse where they are. We're asking you to go into the mental institutions where they are, to the foster homes, to wherever our kids are. God, we're asking you to go and send your angels to protect them from anything and everything that's not like you. God, we even asking you to touch the ones that's out there on the street that's homeless. Their parents are homeless. They have nowhere to turn to. God, we just want you to touch them, the ones who don't know you. But God, send somebody that can speak a word into their life. God, we even asking you to watch over the ones that's the adults that's homeless and that's unemployed, have nowhere to turn to. God, we asking you to send your angels to protect them wherever they are. God, we asking you to protect the ones that's going up and down the dangerous highways as we speak, the ones who are flying on planes, however their transportation is today. God, we asking you to make it straight so they can make it home safe and sound. God, we even asking you to touch the first responders, the police, the fire department, God, anything that's dealing with law enforcement, even our military, God, we're asking you to watch over them right now, God. We're even asking you to take care of the government, God, because we know there's a lot of things that's going on in this world right now. We know, if we don't know, that we're living in our last days. The people are just doing things that's not of you, even the ones that say they know you and say they say they're doing the things that is not of you, God. We're just asking you, God, just watch over us, God, and prepare us to that day when you do come, that we'll be able to go back with you. We know there's some that won't be able to go back, God, but we hoping that that day come, that they will give their life back to you and have a relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, 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 amen. Well, today's scripture is our foundation scriptures is Proverbs 3:5-6. 5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thy own understanding. 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That is my favorite scripture, but if you really, really read it, you can feel it. He's telling us to trust him with all our hearts and lean not to thy own understanding, because we know when we do things our way, we tend to mess them up. Then he said, in all thy ways acknowledge him. No matter what we do on our way to work, on our way to school, get ready to take a test, get ready to get on a conference call, or dealing with business, or sewing, drawing, anything that we do, we should acknowledge him because he will direct our path. Even running your own business, you can at least acknowledge him because it won't for him giving you the gifts and talents that you have to start a business or go back to school. Where would you be? So we have to, in all our ways, acknowledge him. I don't care what you're doing, even when you cooking dinner or going outside to sit on the porch or going for a walk. You have to acknowledge him. Even when things are not going on right in your house, your marriage, your relationship, on the job, you still have to acknowledge him. He will calm things down. He will direct the path. He will even take care of the situation that's going on while you're doing his will. See, people don't understand when God calls you to do something, he needs for you to do it. And then you got to understand, people are going to get mad. Why are you doing that? You doing this, doing that. What about us? What about me? What about doing this? They don't understand that. But when you put God first and you do his will, he will take care of the things that's bothering you or that's hindering you in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Just like that song I played in the introduction, Let Your Power Fall. Sometimes we got to ask God, just let it fall. Just let it rain down. Just let it rain down, because we got to understand when we're doing the will of God, when we're on his doing the things that he called us to do, we have to understand that's going to be a test. And not all tests are by the enemy. Sometimes you got to realize that God can be testing you too. Okay, I'm going to let these things happen in your life. I'm going to let these things, these distractions come. But would you still hold on to my hand, or would you still do what I called you to do? Some people can say you being selfish. Some people can say that ain't right. It might seem selfish, but they would never understand when you're operating in the will of God. If God called you to do something, he need for you to do it, no matter what the situation is. So we have to understand people going to get mad, people going to say things, and they going to be all upset. That's okay. But what would you rather do? Would you rather have them mad at you? Or would you rather have God mad with you? Because we have to understand when we don't do what he said do, there are consequences. Just like if you in the being in the world, if you're doing something, there's consequences behind everything that we do. People don't understand that. They looking at it, oh, you just putting, you neglecting us, you doing this and you doing that. Why you neglecting that over there? Wait a minute. But this is what God called me to do. Because we have to understand when we stand up and fight for him and preach the gospel, teach people, love on them and encourage them and be there for them, he's going to take care of the things that we're going through. People are not going to like us because of the Lord. People are going to be jealous because of God. And we have to understand it can be your spouse. It can be your children. It can be your parents. It can be your aunt. It can be your grandparents. It can be your best friend. It will be a time when they get mad with you because of you doing the will of God. I'm just keeping it real. That's how it is. If you don't know, cross over and come to King Jesus. Cross over and get in leadership. This is what things, this is how it goes. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I got to tell people now, well, they talked about Jesus Christ. What makes you think they ain't going to talk about us? Because either way, if we doing right, they still going to talk. But then when we do something wrong, oh, I told you they won't say. I told you they were just as fake and phony as the rest of them. tight, but it's right. It's tight, but it's right. And it's just like my topic, you know, I'm going to let Holy Spirit have your way. What the church won't talk about. I done did some research on a lot of stuff this morning and some last night. But he told me he had me to play that song to set the atmosphere. Let his power fall. Because we can't do it without him. If we do, it's just like it said in Proverbs 3:5-6, acknowledge him in all our ways, acknowledge him. And he should direct our path. It says in 5, we have to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Well, see how when he set that atmosphere, why everything just changed. And we have to be in the position when he shifts, so we got to be able to go with the flow. Sometimes you can, when you're ready to do something, or teach something, or you're ready to preach, believe me, he can change that whole atmosphere just as soon as you get up to talk, or as soon as you get on the phone, or as soon as you get on Zoom, or as soon as you get on Facebook Live. He can snatch that whole atmosphere. He can change it. Like that song said, let me find it. It said, let the power fall. Let it fall. You got to give it to him. You got to give it to him. As we saying, it says, let the power fall. His power. Not your power, not your mama power, not your grandma power, not even the power of the pastor, the bishop, the apostle, the evangelist, the prophet. He said his power. He talking about his power. So let this song say, let your power fall, because his power is almighty. Lord, I thank you. Because y'all know I like to be very transparent. That's the only way I can be. Yeah, my whole, when I got riled up 3 minutes ago, he said, oh, no, wait a minute. You got to go do what I asked you to do. I need for you to play this song right here, for this song to calm you down. I said, okay, Lord, you got to calm me down so I'll be able to do what you asked me to do. Well, you going through some storms and some trials and tribulations or circumstances, whatever you going through, listen to that song. It says that your power fall. And watch how it shifts your whole atmosphere. It was shifted. It was shifted so quick. It was shifting. Even when you having a bad day, somebody done said something to you, somebody done pissed you off. If you somewhere where you can hear that song, play that song and watch how it ministered to you when it said, let your, when you ask, let your power fall. Because right now I'm in a position right now, and the way I feel like cussing somebody out. I feel like slapping somebody. I feel like giving somebody the peace of my mind, and it ain't going to be pretty. That's when you ask him, let your power fall. Even when things are going rough or bad in church, when you got these leaders that's doing, they ask the Lord, let the power fall. When there's chaos in your marriage, there's chaos in your relationship, there's chaos in your house, there's chaos in your job, there's chaos in your neighborhood, your neighbors getting on your nerve, just ask him to let your power, the Lord, let your power fall. Because we need his power. We need his strength. We need his wisdom. We need him. We need the Lord to come and help us. Like you said, in all our ways, we have to acknowledge him. Even when you got back pains, don't feel like move, you still can say, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. These folks on my job getting on my Lord, thank you. Just thank you. When you going to the store, somebody don't pull out in front of you, don't get mad. Lord, thank you. And when you go to church or the place of worship and you see folks turning down the nose, look at them and say, Lord, thank you. Just tell them thank you. Acknowledge him. You'll be surprised what will happen when you acknowledge him. Everything, I try my best. Before I get up and before my feet hit the ground, I always try my best to make sure I said thank you. Because it could be somebody that can't, they need help to go to the bathroom. It's somebody that needs help to the wash them. It's somebody out there that needs somebody to feed them. It's somebody out there that needs to take them to the store. Hey, help them get the dress, put the clothes on. Take them to the doctor. But we got activities about them and we sit here and complain. I'd be, Lord, thank you. That could be us. I don't know who I'm talking to or who I'm preaching to or who I'm encouraging right now, but let his power fall. Ask him, Lord, I'm going through a whole lot. Lord, let your power fall. And it amazes me how I do it sometimes too, and I try my best not to complain. One time, because I used to complain all the time. Oh, this rain messing me up. This rain messing me up. Then I had to sit back and think about it. Wait a minute. If it rains, I get a day off to chill or do some other stuff. But that's going to get me more business. Because cars get dirty when it rains. People got to go to work too. So I'm sitting there saying to myself, man, that's still a benefit for me. I get the rest. Then when it start raining the next day, oh, they call me. Can I get my car detailed? I just got dirty and muddy. I had to stop doing it. I had to stop complaining. It's hard because we all do. But I try my best not to complain to what good is doing. Like I said, we got activities of our limbs. We can move our hands. We can stomp our feet. You got some people that had their hands amputated, their legs amputated. They're in a wheelchair. You got some folks that don't have hands, but they have to use their feet to do stuff. And we sit here complaining because, oh, man, I'm tired. But just imagine if you had to have somebody to help you get out of the bed. What if you had to have somebody help you put your clothes on? What if you had to have somebody to give you a bath? And these people that sit around here, you don't hear them complaining. They happy. I lost my legs, but you know what? It could have been worse. I could have been dead. And we sit here complaining. I'm preaching my own self happy. But it's the truth. Just in that song and the scripture that I read, man, that's some powerful stuff right there. You have to really pay attention and listen to that song and let that song minister to you. I guarantee if you sit there and you listen to that song, your whole atmosphere will change. Your whole demeanor will change. Because we all go through. We all go through things. Some things we bring it upon ourselves. So, Lord, I tell you, son, you just got to tell them thank you. I don't care what. You be walking through the house, going to the mailbox, pushing the trash can to the street. Or walking to your car, get ready to go to the Lord, thank you. Somebody ain't got no car. Somebody don't have no money to go to the grocery shop. Somebody ain't got no place to lay their head. They stand out in the woods and on cardboard boxes, wrapped up in blankets. We seen it. You see it all on the news. Because we got to understand, we one footstep from being in that same situation. This is what I'm talking about. We can't be like that. We ought to be thankful for what we have. Appreciate the things that we have. We ought to be thankful for the people that God put in our life to be there for us when we need to vent, scream, pull our hair. We gotta appreciate those people who God put in our life and not take advantage of them. For the last couple of weeks, the Lord has been dealing with me when it comes to leaders and leadership. If you really pay attention and look at on TV or whatever, or internet, whatever, you see a lot of stuff God is revealing and showing us about these leaders. Because now he's starting to pull the cover off of the and letting us see these false prophets. Because like he said in so many words, I don't know the script, but I know what it means. We cannot use God's name for profit or to make money. And I said plenty of times on Facebook, not everyone is meant. Not everyone is a leader. You know, I just like my apostle told us, in order to be a leader, you gotta be a follower first. You gotta learn how to go by the rules, follow the instructions. But you know, we got a lot of people that call themselves to those titles. Yeah, we're gonna. I'm gonna keep right on talking about this because this is real. It's real. I have experienced folks that call themselves pastors. I have experienced, and it amazes me. And you know what? I did it once before myself. You know, like again, I told you, I love to be transparent. Because when my wife told me she won't listen, when she stopped listening to me during the show, she says, because you telling people what not to do and you turn around and doing it yourself. I had to think about that. At that time, she wasn't my wife. But this is how much she listened to me. And I couldn't get mad at her because she was right. And I had to ask God to help me. Wait a minute. Now I'm sitting here doing this, but telling them not to do this. But we have to understand that there's people in leadership and call themselves leaders that's doing these things, telling the people what not to do, and then they turn around and doing it themselves. Like Buddha is right. Just like I said, we gotta ask God. To let his power fall. But I think, to be honest, if his power was to fall, some of us won't even be ready. We won't be ready for it. Because like they said, sometimes we got to be careful what we ask him for. And then when you do ask them something, when you go to God and you ask them, you got to be specific on what you ask him. But back again, I said, he will give you what you want. Just to see how you going to respond to it. Lord, Jesus. I did this once before. Asked the Lord to send me a woman, and he did. Boy, I didn't know this woman was so doggone jealous and sneaky. Every time I turn around, it's just like how you could be walking and you could feel somebody looking at you, and all of a sudden, somebody, that person, you turn around, they right there. Come on, now, I ain't the only one. Mm-mm. No, please. Yeah, I know I ain't the only one to ask God for something, and he gave it to him. He'd be like, oh, wait a minute. But then you have to sit there and think about it, because I learned the hard way. This lady, Miss Brown, was the sweetest person I know. And her husband was a World War vet, Mr. Brown. Both of them was very smart, intelligent black people. Old school. Mr. Brown was very intelligent. He wasn't legally blind, but he was partial blind. And I learned a lot of stuff from him. He turned me on to jazz music. But Miss Brown taught me, when you go to God and ask him for something, you have to be specific. I said, huh, you got to be specific. She said, what did you ask God about? I said, send me one. He said, ain't it been anywhere that he sent you? I said, yes. She said, look what you get mad for. He sent you what you asked for. I had to sit there and think about it. I went, oh, wait a minute. I can't do this no more. I got to be careful. God will give you what you want. That's why he said you have to be specific when you talk to him. You got to understand these women out here talking about, I'm waiting on my Lord, send me a husband. Wait a minute, you just want a husband? What type of husband do you want? Because I'm telling you now, if you ask him for a man or a husband, you better put some specifics on it. Meaning, if you ask for a woman or a wife, you better be specific on what you want. I'm speaking for a spirit, because he'll give you, I'm like, Lord have mercy, I won't never do this again. Oh, I'm telling you, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We have to understand that in everything we do, we have to acknowledge the Lord. We have to trust him with all of our heart. I told you, this ain't nothing I was going to talk about. But like I told you, when I was just all over the place. And he was like, no, play that song right there. Because usually I have another intro song. So he was like, you got to change this intro song, because where I'm going to take you, this right here, if they listen, it's going to touch somebody, not knowing that it was going to touch me more than it touched anybody else. Because I learned, even when you minister, it's going to hit home first. Jesus. We have to understand that we cannot do nothing without our Lord and Savior. You can go out there and do it, but don't be like them crash dummies, that commercial where they put them crash dummies in that car. And they hit that button, and if you notice, they run them into the same wall over and over and over and over again. That's how sometimes we do in our life. We run into that same wall over and over and over and over and over again. We keep running into the same wall, the same situation in relationships, marriage, with our neighbors, our co-workers, our family. Oh, Lord have mercy. I tell you, there's something else. Thank you, Jesus. 0648. Say your name and where you're calling from. Hello?
Good evening. This is and I just want to say, you said so much, but I would just like to share and touch on a couple of things. First thing you said when you was talking about, you were complaining about the rain, and something I have learned and I have been praying more so the past couple of days is like, Lord, give me my daily bread for this day. Give me what I need in this day. You know, and help me to see what you're doing in my life, because there are times, like you said, where we complain about different things, but he already has it already worked out. And he wants us to sometimes, mm-hmm. he gives us a fresh perspective and a new outlook on it. So that's where it comes from me. Well, Lord, give me my daily bread in this day. So give me what I need in this day. When you touched on the leadership part and you said in order to learn how to lead, you have to know how to follow.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true. And on my Facebook page on there, I have, in order to be a servant, you must first learn how to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true, mm-hmm. because you cannot lead anybody. Ooh, if you don't know how to follow, and you're not willing to humble yourself and submit to just mm-hmm. display humility. And the other thing I wanted to touch on, come on, Holy Spirit, because there was three things I wanted to say. I can only remember two right now. You just got me so full, but that song really blessed me too as well. That song really blessed me also. And when you, okay, I got it. So thank you, Holy Spirit. When you say you asked God to send you a woman,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just going to share, when I wasn't married at the time, but we were engaged, and we were going through so much stuff at the time, and I said, Lord, just fix it. And you are so right when you say you have to be specific on what you ask God for when you pray. And I said, God, just fix the situation. So I'm looking for God to fix it in the way that I wanted him to fix it, because I wanted him to make it better. I wanted him to, mm-hmm. you know, smooth out the rough patches and, you know, we can be at peace and harmony. And God fixed it all right, but he fixed it so well, he ended up putting me out. God, that's not what I asked you to do. Mm-hmm. And it's like he said, well, you asked me to fix it. So I fixed it for you, and I got you out of it.
mm-hmm.
Ooh, but when we don't pay attention to the hand of God, we put ourselves right back in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
mm-hmm.
wanted to share that to say, be very specific. And that's what happened. Like, I put myself back in the situation. But God is faithful. God is faithful. And I just wanted to share that and say, you continue to do what you are doing and let the Holy Spirit lead you. That song is truly a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And you are correct. And as you say, ministry does start at home first, and it first hits you before it
mm-hmm.
reaches anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the show back now. But thank you.
Well, I mean, you just have to really sit back and just pay attention, because he will show you things right before your very eyes if you pay attention. You can hear him if you clean your ears out, just like when you clean your ears out to get that wax out. You cleaning your ears so you'll be able to hear him. And we have to understand that the Lord will put you in a position where you ain't got nobody to call on but him. And people don't understand that he will let you go through the situation because you try to fix it yourself when you already know this is okay. You've got a GPS. I mean, now GPS will screw you over too sometimes. But if you know, if you get off on this X and you already see this exit is backed up, why are you going to get all of you know, because you come this route every time, but this particular day is backed up. But you know, if you know, if you go another exit, that will put you closer. But see, we have to understand, sometimes he will hold us up because there's something that he's trying to protect us from. You know, because I know that sometimes when I be driving, especially when I'm out detailing, sometimes, you know, one day I was had just finished doing the box trucks, and I was talking to one of my friends, and I sat there longer than I supposed to, because conversation was getting real good. But then when, as I got on the road, going on down the road, this thing I know, I see a puff of dirt, smoke. This truck done hit this car spun all the way around and hit the guardrail. So I'm sitting there like, you know, wow, okay, now I see why you held me up. It's just like one day I've messed around and left my wallet at home. I'm already 30, 40 minutes out away from the house. I had to turn all the way back around, come back this 30 minutes, get my wallet, then go back the same route that I live. And then when we got down to Raleigh, right there in Raleigh-Durham in the research, how about it was four accidents right behind each other. One here, go down a little further, go no, go down a little further, and go down further is another. And me and my wife sitting there like, Lord have mercy. And I said to myself, I'm glad I left my wallet. Because what if I didn't leave my wallet? That could have been us in either one of those accidents. So we can't get mad when something, oh, wait a minute, I forgot. You get mad. But then we have to also think about, wait a minute. It was a everything happened for a reason, and that's what we have to understand. And it's just like, I'm the type of person. I'm like a gentle teddy bear, a gentle bear. You know, I can take as much because I know what humble means. Sometimes being humble, people might think, oh, you letting them say this to you, you letting them do this to you, you ain't gonna say. That's what you call humble. That's what you call letting the Lord take control. Now, the old me, yeah, I would have said something, or I might have done something, ain't had no business. But I would let a person go far, 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 far as they can go. Because believe me, you ain't doing nothing but pushing me closer to God for him to keep showing me what it takes to be humble. People look at you, a person that's real, they look at you like you weak or you a punk. Wait a minute, dog. You ain't, Like they said, turn the other cheek. I used to say, he hit me on this, I'm going to hit him back. But that's a part of being humble. It's not literally saying let somebody slap you. But it's saying being humble. You know, that's what it is, you being humble. Some people don't know being humble, it ain't easy. It's not easy. And I tell people, this walk with Christ is not easy. But at the end of the day, when you done made it through one day of total chaos and folks saying this, and you look back and say, you know what, Lord, thank you. Or if you done been traveling down the road, you on your way home from work, and you be like, Lord, thank you. Because when you get home, you get to a place of peace, supposed to. But, you know, it still is that song. I just can't get this song, Let Your Power Fall. God, please let your power fall, because I need you more than anything else today. My neighbor dog running around in my yard. The folks at work got me. Then I got to deal with this, and I got to deal with that, and it's too much. And we got to understand that there's nothing wrong with asking somebody, look, I need your help. I need to vent. Get it out. Scream. Do whatever you got to do. Because we have to understand when you have that balled up inside, you can't do nothing. What good are you to your family? Especially me and what good a leader we going to be in our household when we letting all this stuff outside the house mess us up and we go home and take it out on our family just as well as the wives. Ladies, you come back and you take it out on your kids or your spouse or your boyfriend, whoever you with. We all done been there before. But see, that's when we got to learn to trust God. Just like in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, 5, we have to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Well, y'all just don't know. This is nothing that I wrote down today. I told you when my mind was all over and I've been asking, okay, God, you know, it's going on this, so, you know, I got to do the show. So I'm trying to figure out what I want to talk about. Didn't realize that what I was going through before I was doing the show, he had to get my attention. It ain't about you. It's about me. This is what I need for you to do. Let everything, everybody say what they're going to say, do what they're going to do. But I need for you to do this. Play this song right here. Watch I shift this atmosphere. Watch I bring you down to where you can do what I asked you to do. That's what everybody, how can we as Christians or leaders, how can we help the ones in our life if our mind is all over the place, if we're not paying attention, we get distracted? How can we give what God told us to give to the people when we distract? And that's what happened. I know that sometimes when I get ready to do the show, things happen. Just try to get me and say, well, no, I ain't doing this. This going on. I got to take care of this. Then he had to remind me when I first started, when I was going through stuff in my marriage then, I would go in my office, shut the door, meditate, focus on what I got to do. And when the show is all said and done, whatever that was bothering me on my getting on my nerve, it was done. But see, we have to understand, we have to do what he said do first. He going to take care of the rest. He going to take care of it. But I'm nowhere near like I was before this show started. I'm just being transparent and honest. I was pissed. I know I got distracted. I had 2 minutes before the show. I had to lay my head down on my desk and say, okay, Lord, you have to help me. I had to tell myself, trying to calm down. It's okay. Now that I look at it, I had already chose that song to be my intro for today, not knowing that this distraction was trying to get me not to do the show. And more I see and think about it, I'm like, Lord, thank you. Because every time I do this show, it's a test for me. It's just like when you pastoring and no one's out there listening, you still have to give the word like it's a bunch of people in there. It's the same way for me. When I come up here, I got to act like it's the lines are full. Knowing that it's not. But that's how I prepare myself. I got to give the word. I don't care if it ain't but one person. If it ain't but one person, stay on here 5 minutes. And that 5 minutes, I said something to touch their heart and make them think, I've done my part. Well, it's tight, but it's right. Like he said, well, you can hear a cricket chirping in here. But regardless, I'm going to do what he asked me to do. And like I said, leader and leadership has been in my head for the last couple of weeks. I've seen so much stuff. I've been through so much stuff with people who call themselves leaders, people who call themselves being in leadership, people who put these titles in front of their name. And it's not just in ministry, it's in your workplace too. Because best believe, I done experienced that too, where the supervisor, manager, got people walking around there on eggshells thinking they ain't got no other way, they can't find another job, so they going to have to sit here and take this mess from them. The lies you tell. It's the same way with ministry. You got leaders that put those titles in front of their name and they intimidate people. It's tight, but it's right. And like I said, I don't have no problem being transparent. I don't know if they listening on Facebook and all. I have experienced this with three pastors. Well, you could say four. And I'd be like, Lord, why do I have to go through this again? The last time he told me and three other my folks, this is what he's teaching us not to do. Don't you give, yeah, I know you hurt and I know you upset, but don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. I'm going to put you in a place where people are going to appreciate and going to know the gift that I gave you so you will be able to use them to help the ministry, to help the kingdom, to help rebuild a village and a community. Them saying what I said back, I'm like, come on, man. I don't want to. I wouldn't put this on my worst enemy for the things that I went through in ministry. But you know what? Some of that stuff I went through made me the man that I am today. Just to be real. Sometimes we go through stuff and we sit here and we get mad, but it's a test for us to see how strong we are. Oh, okay. Like they said, God ain't going to put all this stuff on you and he know you can't handle it. If somebody give you a 100-pound bag of rice, no, I'll say something, 100-pound bags of charcoal, you know good and well if you ain't if you know you can't lift 20 pounds, why are you going to try to tote 100 pounds by yourself? Don't make sense. But we have to understand that we have to put God first. And we have to believe and trust in Proverbs 3:5-6. We have to understand, don't be afraid to say what's on your mind to people in leadership. Don't be afraid. What can they do? Because first of all, if you already know you're in a place where you're not growing, but you being faithful, paying your tithes every week, you there supporting, and they overlook you for stuff, and you ain't growing. Yeah, it's, you better do like they told Forrest, run, Forrest, run. Who said we can't say, oh, wait a minute, that's not right. Mm-mm, that's why they tell us to read the word for ourselves. If you don't read the word for yourself, somebody that's sitting in that pulpit, that's a false prophet, teacher, preacher, whatever it is, they could be telling you some stuff you sitting there agreeing with. Don't y'all speak all at one time. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. We all done experienced it. That's why it amazes me how we can sit there. When we get out of church, we don't say nothing. We got a whole lot to say. Just like on a job. Folks done said something, you don't say nothing. But sometimes you can be nice about it. But then we still have to understand to pick and choose our battles. Lord said, the vengeance is mine. I'm learning. Okay. This ain't my fight. I tell somebody, I ain't got no dog in that fight. No, let me leave that alone. Lord, I ain't even trying to get in this fight right here. And you think he ain't going to fight for you? But you got to stay involved when they talk about him. Oh, wait a minute. You ain't going to talk about all he done for me. You want me to turn my back on him? to come back out of it? No, you can forget that. No. But be careful when you're dealing with people in leadership. I put a post on my Facebook. If you covering me, who's covering you? But you sit here and want to chastise me and correct me, but who is correcting you? Because just like we just said a while ago, in order to be a leader, you have to be a follower. In order to be a servant, you have to know how to serve. I love to serve. I don't care who it is. I clean the bathroom. I sweep the vacuum in the church. I clean the windows. I throw out the trash. I ain't afraid to do that. No. I stand in the door and greet folks. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But see, you got people in leadership take advantage of the ones who love God and love to serve him. Then they get mad. Well, hey, I'm sorry. That ain't what the word told me. Because I was always told you don't add to it and you don't take away from it. So when you get that taken away and not giving me the whole scripture, then something wrong. I'd rather for you to sit here and give me the ugly truth than sit here and tell me a lie. Just like Apostle told us, we ought to be mad with ourselves if we sit here and we know we sin, and that person still give you, still elevate you in the ministry. Hmm. Man, please, no, I don't want that. Because I ran from my call, and I didn't want to do this. I was sitting at the table with my daddy, and I told my daddy and my mama, I do not want to be a minister nor no pastor. I don't want to do it. It's going to take Jesus and the 12 disciples to come tell me, trying to come on and go with it. This is what you call a no. Mm-mm. Nope. No. I sure did. I ran to know. Because my parents are in ministry. My dad's a bishop. My mom's an elder and a first lady. And I've seen what they go through. I got uncles that's ministers and bishops. I got close friends that ministers and bishops. And, you know, and I see what they go through. Just like when I became a deacon, I tell my wife all the time, well, Minister Hayes told me this. He said, Terrence, he said, brother, he said, I'm happy and I'm sad. And I was just crying my poor eyes out. And I had to sit there and think while I'm crying, why are you sad? He said, bro, because I seen when you first came to this church how you done grew. Now you done got elevated. Brother, you just don't know. It's more devils coming because every level you got more devils. He's sending all his folks to come to get you. And I had to stop crying like, yo. But then he told me why he was happy. Like I said, this walk with Christ, it ain't easy. Because believe me, you're going to have to fight now because there's going to be some folks that's going to be mad with you because you done gave your life to Christ. They mad. And every time you see them, they always want to talk about what you used to do. I talk about what I used to do, but look what God got me in there. I remember when I first got saved. One of my friends, this guy told me I used to go to church. He said, your boys, you're kick you to the curb. I said, no, they ain't. He said, yes, they are, because you done got in the church. You're going to be thinking you better know. I said, because God had already revealed to me that I'm going to be an example for them. And my best friend wife, she pulled me to the side one day. She said, Chuck, can I talk to you? And I was like, yeah. She said, I want to let you know that I'm very proud of you. And she said, you know my husband is proud of you too. I said, huh? She said, yeah, you keep being that example for them. Because when you ain't around, they always talk about, so they wish you was here, because there's something about you that set the atmosphere. Even though they still doing what they're doing, it's just me and my presence being there. So regardless, we still have to go places that we don't want to go. I still love hanging out with my boys. I do. I check on them almost every week. I talk to them like 2-3 times a week just to see how they know how I am. They know what I do. But that don't mean our friendship is 30-plus years. So don't be afraid. I can say this. If you're not prepared or not strong enough to go back to where God has delivered you from, ask him to give you wisdom and strength. Because I used to go around them and mess with them. Let me get something with you got in that red cup. I'm just keeping it real. Trying to get away from us. You know that ain't right. But I just test them to see what they would do if I did, you know, because I said no. And they still love me. And I still love them. You know, that's a part of friendship. That's something else we were going to talk about. You know, but like I said, the last couple of weeks, the Lord has been dealing with me when it comes to leaders and leadership. Respect. And it's sad. We got leaders out there that don't want us to respect them, but they don't have the respect to talk to us like we're an adult. Don't talk to us like we're kids. Because like I said, I done told you, I done been through it with four pastors. I had to tell one, I got on my big boy drawers. You ain't going to talk to me like I got on some little Superman underoos. Nah, I'm putting on my big boy. Talk to me like I'm a man. And out of all that thing, that stuff that went down, the test was that I ended up becoming his armor bearer. Because like I said, when you getting tested, this stuff is going to come. Some people won't be able to handle. That's why I said some people are not meant to be leaders. And I said, that's the blind leading the blind. But like I say, it's been so much I said, Lord. Well, y'all just don't know. I'm sitting kickers. I'm full off of, like me and Mo said, it had to hit home first. I'm full. And I didn't get nowhere near what I wanted to talk about at the round table because somebody needed to hear this. Somebody needs to hear this. Like I tell anybody, if I don't touch but one person, I did what the Lord asked me to do. Speak it regardless. Speak it like it's 100,000 people sitting in front of it. I said, if I do that, boy, I'm sweating like crazy. Because I know I get in front of football. Y'all just don't know. I get to sweating like, boy, it's like somebody don't pour water over my head. But believe me, when I get to talking, that's a wrap. I'm going in. Especially when the Holy Spirit done jumping on my head. I move out the way and let the Holy Spirit talk. And another thing, if the Holy Spirit jumps on you, like I said, I don't know if we have folks on Facebook or Twitter that's listening, that's pastors, that's leaders, or that's ministers. If the Holy Spirit jump on you, let the Holy Spirit have his way. Stop trying to control the Holy Spirit. Leaders, and when you train these people how to be ministers, pastors, whatever, to go and preach and teach, when the Holy Spirit hit, don't sit there and tell them, wait a minute, you still got to focus on the word. Wait a minute now. No, if the Holy Spirit hit me, get out my way because I'm going to let the Holy Spirit go. You're not going to tell me not to let the Holy Spirit go. I don't get it. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't see any time when the Holy Spirit is so high in there, all of a sudden, here he comes, they kill it. But then I seen sometimes when the Holy Spirit so high in there, I seen my old pastor once and said, that's it. Y'all don't be mad at me, but I can't preach today. He said, how you suspect me to come behind what the Holy Spirit done? People done got delivered. People, the chains done broke out and weight done. What, you want me to come and preach behind this? No. If the Holy Spirit done laid folks out, got folks speaking in tongues, mending relationships, bringing people back to Christ, giving a lot. What makes you think I'm going to preach? No, I'm going to sit right there, Holy Spirit, go ahead. Because that gives me the opportunity to really dig in this topic the next go around. So if you were in church and the Holy Spirit hits you, you got to shout. Don't hold it in, let it go. That's why I want you guys to know, when it comes to finding a place of worship where you can go, that's where you have to ask God. Like we said, you have to be specific, because he already knows the gifts and talents that he gave you. But people don't understand. He knows everything. But you know what? He just like for us to come to him and talk to him. Nothing wrong with going to talk to him. I talk to him all the time. I know some folks probably don't see me in my truck. I'm going down the road. They probably think I'm singing. I'm not nodding my head like he really read there. I'm shaking like, yes, Lord. Yeah. But to somebody that don't know me, they'll think I'm crazy. That dude over there in the truck just like he talking to somebody. There ain't nobody in there. He ain't got no buzz. And I don't hear no music. But like I said, there come my little one with his fake crying. But like I said, just in that little bit of time. But we have to understand, when the Holy Spirit comes, we have to move out of the way and let the Holy Spirit have his way. Because like I said, I don't know who's listening on Facebook. I don't know who's listening on Twitter or the other stuff that I don't know who's listening. But somebody had to hear that word today. But like I said, like Minister Mo said, it starts at home first. It starts at home. I needed that power to fall 3 minutes ago because I was distracted. I was literally distracted. But I had to let it go. I had to ask God, and I had to call. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. Okay, Dad, almost in. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. Stop waiting on somebody to call us and encouraging us. And sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. I do it a lot. I have to calm myself down. Hold on, wait a minute. Think about it. Calm down. We have to do that. We have to encourage ourselves. Stop waiting on with the mayor and the pastor and the deacon and the mother of the church, be on the encourage us. We can encourage ourselves. But, you know, again, this has been a blessing, and I hope what was being said today from me and what Minister Mo said, that took somebody's heart, their mind. When you go to God, be specific on what you want. Because like old folks used to tell us, he'll give you what you ask for. And then when he give you what you ask for, if you want specific, you can't get mad with him. Because that is what you asked for. So ladies, if you ask for that husband, be specific on what type of husband you want. fellas, if you want that wife, be specific on what you want. When it comes to praying on them situations, you got to be specific on the situation that you need for him to work out. Because you telling him to do this, he could be done this, and you still sitting here with that bad back pain. But remember, you just stumped your toes. So he said, okay, you just ask me to do this. You want specific on what you want, so I go ahead and take care of the toe. But like I said, we have to be specific on what we want. Because believe me, when you go to him and you're not specific, be prepared for what you get. But don't get mad at him. Don't get mad at the Lord. Because of what you got, that's what you asked for. Speak up. If any leader in wherever you go to church or your workplace, speak up. I ain't saying being mean and nasty about it. But you can speak up and speak what's on your mind. Don't be afraid to say what's on your mind. Because I noticed one thing. When you go to people and you be calm, cool, and collected, and you say what you got to say and you go on about your business, you will leave them standing there with their mouth dropped open. Because there's one thing they do. They looking for you to act up so they can throw it in your face. I told you such and such won't know no Christian. I told you they were fake. But that was good. That was good to me. I don't know about y'all, but it was good to me. So with that being said, I'm gone. I know y'all heard my little man in the background. He's sitting in my lap. I'm going to spend the rest of the day night with him. But I just want to encourage each and every one of you. Just because they have a title in front of their name don't mean talk to you any kind of way. It's called respect. If they want you to respect them, they have to respect you as well. If they say some things that you don't like, you have the right to say, wait a minute, I don't like that. That's what on your job, your neighborhood, the church you go to. Don't let them titles intimidate you. Because like I said, you got to be careful who you put mouth on. For that same person you disrespecting and calling mean, doing harsh things to them, them can be the ones that push your ministry, your business, your anything to the next level. But when you mistreat them and don't appreciate them, believe me, more know like I know, God will take you away and put you somewhere where folks going to appreciate what God gave you. And understand when God sends you somebody to help, don't mess them over. Don't do that. Be careful how you treat people. Be careful how you treat people. And hopefully next week we're going to talk about the difference between need and want. God will give you what you need to push your ministry, your business, anything that's got to do with him. He's going to put the right people in your face to help you. You will know. But like I always said, don't let that pride destroy you. But repentance can restore you. Let me go, because we'll be upset here and did a whole nother thing. And I told y'all, when the Holy Spirit get on me, I can go in and I can go deep. I don't know how to quote scriptures, but I know what they talking about. And that's something I ask the Lord to help me. Give me where I can quote scriptures just like that. Sometimes, you know, I just like free thought. Because nowadays, people want realness. They don't want this. They tired of all this watered-down sermons be motivational speaker sent calling himself pastors. Oh, Lord, we done gone somewhere else. But it's true. Pay attention. Pay attention. Look, be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of who you're hanging around with. And know that it ain't always the devil testing you. Because the devil had to get permission from God to test you. But you better understand this. God can test you too. To see if you're going to do what the Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 say. With that being said, this is the boy, Deacon Chance, on the Highest Block Talk Radio Show, The Barbershop. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you guys. Mo, I appreciate you. That's my little sister. And one day I'm going to have her up here preaching one day. And y'all ain't ready for her yet. But when she go, she go. And she always let the Holy Spirit lead her. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chance Odom, the hottest blog talk radio show, The Barbershop. We thank you. Same like Batman and Robin says, same bat time, same bat channel next week. This is your boy. I'm going to take y'all out with let the power fall. Mo, don't start crying. Let the sun take us on out. Let your power fall. Y'all have a good night. This is your boy, Deacon Chance Odom. And my little man, CJ, tell him bye-bye. Say bye-bye. I'm trying to be shy. Y'all can do me trying to shy. Y'all have a blessed week. Take care. If the Lord drops somebody on y'all's heart, and y'all know, he's got to be glad he's in. Step and check that he's in. Tell him you love him.
So many times. You're a
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands, everybody, and see you.
Father, we come to you right now, Lord. We ask you to touch me in the room, Lord, under the sound of my voice, Lord. We want to meet you right now, God. Let your power, Father, come in with me. Take me to the top of the earth with the family of Jesus, Lord. Check your assignment, check your relationship, check your relationship with you, God. Check your
feelings.
Again, God, we ask you to watch over our babies, God. Let your child be called, Lord. God, we ask you to lift your child. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, James.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. Y'all have a blessed week. See you next Sunday. Whew. Invite somebody. Because they need a word. They need some love. They need the love of Christ. And we show love and compassion here. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. Thank you. Have a blessed week. Again, if the Lord lays someone on your mind or your heart, please reach out to them and see how they're doing. And let them know that you love them and let them know that Christ loved them as well. So with that being said, again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show. When you're going through, ask God to let your power fall. Ask him. Go to him. Be specific on what you need, and he will give you what you need, not what you want. Let him know what you need. This is your boy. Y'all have a blessed night. Take care. Be blessed. Peace.